Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you, Father, for your presence that we've already sensed this morning. And we thank you for your word right now. Holy Spirit, I ask you to speak through me today. Holy Spirit, I ask you, Lord, to just open every heart and every mind, the eyes of our understanding, Lord, to see and to hear today, Father, exactly what you have for us, exactly what you're saying to us today. Thank you, Lord. It's not that you have just spoken in the past. You are speaking today. Your word is not just a history book. Lord, your word is alive today. Your word is a very present word today for our lives. And we open our hearts and we receive it as that way today. In the name of Jesus, we receive it as the word of God that effectually works in us as we believe it and act on it. And we thank you for it this morning, Father, in Jesus' name. And everyone that agreed said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Go with me to the book of Isaiah this morning. Isaiah 46 and verse number 1 is where we're going to begin today. And it says this, Bel and Nebo, the gods of Babylon, bow as they are lowered to the ground. They're being hauled away on ox carts. The poor beasts stagger under the weight. Both the idols and their owners are bowed down. The gods cannot protect the people, and the people cannot protect the gods. They go off into captivity together. And so Babylon has been conquered by their enemies, and the gods that the Babylonians worshipped, Bel and Nebo, the idols that represent these gods, Bel and Nebo, are being hauled off on carts as spoils by the enemy army that has conquered Babylon. And these gods are not able to save themselves, much less the people of Babylon. And the idols that represent these gods are a heavy burden. They put them on these carts, and the oxen or whatever creatures are pulling the carts. It says that they stagger under the weight of the load of these idols, Bel and Nebo. And Isaiah, God is revealing this and showing this to Isaiah. And as Isaiah observes this, as he sees this, then God gives him a very remarkable and a very striking contrast. He says, okay, look, Isaiah, look at what's happening to the gods that the Babylonians worshiped. Here's Bel and Nebo, and they're being loaded onto these carts, and they're being carried off into captivity, and they're bowed down, and the people are bowed down, and the gods can't save themselves, the gods can't save the people, and the people can't save their gods. And in contrast, then, God says, but here's who I am to you, in verse number 3. He says, listen to me, descendants of Jacob, all you who remain in Israel, I have cared for you since you were born. Has God cared for you since you were born? The Bible says right here, he has. Yes, I carried you before you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime. Until your hair is white with age. I made you, and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. Wow. What a great promise from God. God says, I made you. I cared for you before you were born. I've cared for you since you were born. I carried you before you were born. I'll be your God throughout your lifetime, until your hair is white with age. I made you, I will care for you, and I will carry you along, and I will save you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The contrast is this. Idols, false gods, have to be carried, but our God carries us. Our God carries us. I want to talk to you this morning about the God who carries us. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 68, verse 19, it says this, praise the Lord, praise God our Savior, for each day He carries us in His arms. Hallelujah. Each day, He carries us in His arms. See, we have a tendency, the reason that I am sharing this with you this morning is what we have a tendency to try to carry burdens. Sometimes we even think we have to carry God. But He's not able to, but it's right the other way around. He's carrying you. Well, Pastor, I'm trying to live for God. I'm trying to be strong. I'm trying to believe. That we're carrying God when we try to do that. God carries us. Hallelujah. God carries us. We've got our perspective all wrong when we think that. Psalm 55:22 says this in the Amplified, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it. And He will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. Hallelujah. Cast your burden on the Lord. Put the first part of that back up there, Kim. Cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it. Release the weight of it. God wants you to release the weight of your burden to Him today. Why? Because He's big enough to carry it. He was designed to carry it. You weren't. You weren't designed to carry it. Hallelujah. There's an old song that says, these hands were made to praise the Lord. These hands were not meant to carry cares. Look at your hands. And really symbolizing and representing also your heart and your soul and your mind. Your hands were made to be lifted up in praise to God. Your hands were made to praise the Lord. These hands were not made, your life is not made to carry cares. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's look at some of these burdens that we tend to pick up, or that we get loaded with, that God says, release the weight of it to Him. He wants to carry it. Amen. First of all is this, it's the burden of our sins, our sicknesses, and our weaknesses. See, the burden of your sins, that's too great for you to carry. Amen. You can't carry it. You can't even move it. You and I cannot atone for our own sins. Amen. We need the blood of Jesus. We need God's forgiveness. Look at this verse in Psalm 38. And then I want to share with you a profound experience I had with the Lord some years ago. Psalm 38 verse 4 says this. It says, for my iniquities have gone over my head. Like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. That's what the psalmist said. My iniquities have gone over my head. Like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever been in a place in your life where you just said, man, I've just messed up so bad. And you're just loaded down with guilt. You're loaded down with condemnation. You're burdened down with shame, with guilt, because of your sins, because of your failures, because of your shortcomings. Am I preaching to anybody this morning? Amen. Amen. Don't sit out there and look at me so holy. Amen. We all have, haven't we? Yes. We all have, haven't we? Amen. And he says, my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. Well, about a little over 6 years, almost 7 years ago, I found myself in that place where this verse described perfectly what I was sensing and what I was going through in my life. My iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They're too heavy for me. And I was looking around, surveying the damage in my life. And I had the most profound experience. It was like I was actually sitting at a table eating dinner. And it was like a ceiling collapsing down all around me. This is the heaviness and the weight and the fallout of my shortcoming and my failure and my sin. It was like, and I was trying to hold it up And I was trying to fix things. I've got to try to fix this. I've got to try to repair this. And yes, we should repent. And I had repented and grieved over my sin. And yes, we have to do that. But I'm trying to fix this, trying to repair the damage and trying to fix this. And I'm trying to hold this thing up. And it's just collapsing all around me. It was almost like a vision, and so real. And I just cried out in desperation, God, this is too heavy. I can't lift it. I can't fix it. There's no way I can fix this. And as I said that in my despair, I heard these words in my spirit. Yes, but I can. Yes, but I can. And I felt all the weight of that lift off of me. That's what this verse is saying here. My iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They're too heavy for me. Hallelujah. God's grace, God's mercy, God, the God who carries us can lift the weight of your guilt, of your condemnation, of your shame right off of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, verse 4 says this, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. And he carried. Who carried it? He did. Jesus. This is Jesus on the cross. And he carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Hallelujah. He carried our sins, it says here. He carried our sorrows. He carried our sickness. Glory to God. He removed the burden. He removed the guilt. He removed the shame. Amen. He wants to carry that for you. 1 Peter 2:24 in the New Living, it says, He personally carried our sins in His body on the cross. It was a burden too heavy for you to carry. He said, here, let me carry that. Let me carry that. And He took the sin of the whole world. He said, let me carry yours, Barbara. Let me carry yours, Paul. Let me carry yours, David. The sin of the whole world. He's our Savior, strong enough to carry it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He personally carried our sin, my sin, your sin. He personally carried it in His body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By His wounds, you are healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He carried our sicknesses. Says here in Isaiah that He carried our sicknesses as well. Hallelujah. So you can be well. He carried it. God doesn't want you to carry. Whatever sickness and disease you're dealing with, God does not want you carrying it. And He's already done something about it. He's already carried it. He's already carried it. Amen. You ever been to the store? And maybe like it, for instance, at Walmart, if you need to buy something out of the electronics and you know, all the section, and it's in the back of the store, you know, they've got a register there. And they usually want you to pay for that stuff right there at that register. And a lot of times, you know, if I'm buying something back there, I do. And so, you know, you're at the back of the store and you buy your whatever, you know, your electronic item that you're buying. And then you walk out to the front. Well, I make sure that I hold on to that receipt. You know, because as you're walking out and as you walk past the front registers, in case somebody says, hey, wait a minute, did you pay for that? Yeah. Read it and weep. paid for. Hallelujah. Your sickness was paid for. Your sickness and disease was carried already. And we've got the receipt, 1 Peter 2:24. It's paid for already. Hallelujah. So when the devil tries to put sickness and disease on you, and you say, no, wait a minute, that's paid for already. I got the receipt right here. I've got the receipt right here, devil. Look, it's paid for. No, I don't have to pay for it again. I command this sickness to leave my body. It's already been paid for. Amen. Just get the receipt out. Amen? I know I was ministering to an individual one time. It's been several years ago. And they were dealing with a cancer diagnosis. And I remember it's right here. Right there. Right about right there. Hallelujah. And I laid hands on them, and I remember out of my spirit, I believe inspired by the Holy Spirit, rose up these words. God says, I got this. I got this. Hallelujah. And I spoke those words over that individual, and didn't happen instantly, but over a period of time, they received healing. That's been many years ago. They're alive and well and doing great today. Praise God. Amen. But God said, I got this. I got this, meaning He's carried it. He's carried it. Hallelujah. It says here in Isaiah that He obtained peace and well-being for us, and by His stripes we are healed and we are made whole. We go down to verse 11 of Isaiah 53. This is in the Message. It says, out of that terrible travail of soul, and it was a terrible travail of soul that Jesus endured. Amen. Out of that terrible travail of soul, He'll see that it's worth it and be glad He did it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of that terrible travail of soul, He'll see that it's worth it and be glad He did it. You know, when He sees that it's worth it and when He's glad that He did it, when He sees us receiving what He did, wouldn't it be a shame? Wouldn't it be a shame that all that He did in that terrible travail of soul, in carrying our sins, in carrying our sicknesses and our diseases, that we said, oh, no, Lord, that's all right. I'll try to get along as best I can. I'll try to carry these burdens. I'll try to do this. I'll try to get along. And you know, don't you know that grieves His heart when we respond that way? Rather than, thank you, Jesus, you bore this, you carried this. What makes Him glad He did it is when He sees us walking free. Amen. What makes it worth it to Him, that terrible travail of soul, is when we receive by faith what He did and appropriate it in our lives, and that we walk free. That's right. Hallelujah. That brings Him glory. That's why the Bible says when people were healed and made whole, then they glorified God. That brought glory to Him. Amen. Them receiving what He had paid for. Amen. Hallelujah. Out of that terrible travail of soul, He'll see that it's worth it and be glad He did it. Through what He experienced, my righteous one, my servant, talking about Jesus, will make many righteous ones. How? As He Himself carries the burden of their sins. He Himself carries the burden of their sins. He is the God who carries us. And He carries the burden of our sins, our sicknesses, our weaknesses. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And then there's the burden of oppression of the enemy that comes against us. Bondage, addiction. Exodus chapter 6 talks about that. This is God speaking to Moses, commissioning him to go back down into Egypt. And this is what He says, And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, I will bring you out from under the burdens. God is a God who brings us out from under burdens. I said, He's the one who brings us out from under burdens. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Bringing that over the Egyptians, their bondage in Egypt was a type of our bondage under sin and addiction. Any bondage that Satan would bring against you, the Bible says that God says here, I will bring you out from under those burdens. God wants you free. God wants you free. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Bondages, addictions, things that we can't seem to get free of are burdens that we carry. But God wants to bring us out from under those burdens.
Amen.
If we're willing to release them to Him. That's our part. Our part is to be willing to release it. Our part is to believe that He's able and willing to bring us out from under it. Amen. Isaiah 10:27, it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that His burden, talking about the burden of the enemy, the oppressor, that His burden will be taken away from your shoulder and His yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil, or as the King James says, because of the anointing. See, it's the anointing, it's the Holy Spirit's work that removes those burdens, that destroys those yokes. That's the work that He does. He removes burdens. He destroys yokes. Amen. Hallelujah. And then there's the burden of worries and cares. The burden of worries and cares that is so easy for us to pick up and carry. Worrying about tomorrow, worrying about the future, worrying about our job, worrying about our finances, worrying about our kids, worrying about our grandkids. The list goes on and on. But again, your hands were not meant to carry cares. They were meant to praise the Lord. Amen. 1 Peter 5, verse 6, he says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Well, it's an act of humility. Well, let's read the rest of it and then we'll put it together. He says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. See, it is an act of humility to cast your cares on God. We're acting in pride when we say, oh, that's all right, Lord, I've got this one. You go and help someone that's less fortunate than me. As if He had limited power and it might run out if He helped you too. Huh? I know we don't verbalize that, but that's what we're saying by our actions when we say, oh, I've got this, I can handle this, let me worry about it a little bit longer here. I think I can fix it if I worry about it enough. Amen. I want you, if you fixed anything and solved anything by worrying about it, I want you to come up here and share your testimony with us right now. No takers, huh? I didn't think so. All right. It's an act of humility. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. How do I do that? Casting all my care upon Him. That is an act of humility. That's an act of humbling myself. What I'm saying is God, this is too big for me. God, this is too heavy for me to lift. I can't lift it. I can't carry it. I give it to You. Hallelujah. Well, you're being weak. No, I'm being smart. Because Paul said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Amen. I'm casting it on God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. The Amplified Bible says it this way. Casting the whole of your care. All. Not some of them. All. Everybody say all. All your anxieties. All your worries. All your concerns. Once and for all. On Him. Hallelujah. Amen. I've told you before, I gave up worry several years ago. Greatest thing I ever did. you know, I'd followed Dad Hagen's example. You know, they were, it's when their kid, he was pastoring a church, I guess, somewhere, and they were having trouble in the church. You know, I don't know what was going on, but when you get people together, there's bound to be problems, right? And that something was going on, and they were going in the house one evening, and it was Dad Hagen and Miss Aretha, his wife, and then their Ken and Pat, where their children were small and young. And so I guess Miss Aretha was wanting him to worry about this situation she was worrying about. She was wanting him to join her in her worry. And she said, "Ken, you know," she said, "I don't think you'd even worry if me and the kids just fell dead right here on the doorstep." He said, "Well, what would there be to worry about then?" I don't know how she responded to that. He never shared that. But he said, I had to get cured of that. He said, "I came from a family of world champion warriors." But he learned to cast his care on the Lord. So I just followed his. I thought it took me a long time to get it, but I finally got it. And I'm not gonna worry. I refuse to worry. I refuse to worry about my kids. I refuse to worry about my financial situation. I refuse to worry about the church. Amen. Y'all just going to have to figure it out. I'm not going to worry about you. Amen. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to fulfill my scriptural response. I never read it in here yet where the pastor says, "Shepherds, you worry about your flock. Worry over them." No. What does it say? Feed the flock of God. I'm going to do that. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to do my scripture. But don't try to get me down there with you if you're going to worry. I'm not coming down there. Sorry. Amen. You come up here with me and don't worry. Don't make me get down there with you and your worry. Hallelujah. Amen. Casting all your care, the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on Him. Why? For He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Just meditate on that. You know, if that was a psalm, it would have the word Selah right there. Selah means pause, and think about that. I mean, it literally does. But listen to that. Listen to those words. He cares for you affectionately. God cares for you affectionately. And He cares about you watchfully. That's why I don't have to worry anymore. That's why I can cast all my care on Him. Because He cares for me affectionately. Yeah, but you're special. You're a pastor. No, you're special because you're His child. You're special. We're all special because Jesus shed His blood for us. Amen? I've got to live this just like you do. It's easy to preach it. It's another thing to live it. And we all have to live it out the same way. Amen? Hallelujah. But He does. He cares for each of us, each of His children. He cares for you affectionately. In fact, close your eyes and say that. Say, "The Lord cares for me affectionately, and He cares about me watchfully." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Believe that. Believe that. Amen. And then we come to this, the burden of religious demands. The burden of religious demands. Hallelujah. JJ, come on back up if you would. Luke 11 and verse 46, it says this, "And He said, 'Woe,'" this is Jesus speaking, "'and He said, 'Woe to you also, lawyers, for you load men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers.'" Jesus is rebuking when he says the lawyers there. He's not talking specifically about the kind of lawyer that we have today. He's talking about those who are the experts in the religious law, the Old Testament law that the people were supposed to keep and follow. And he says, "Woe to you lawyers, You load men with burdens hard to bear. Why? Because what they did, they'd taken Moses' Ten Commandments and they'd made all these others. Well, you know, we got to do subset 4.3-2 extra stuff. Well, really, this, you know, to keep this law, you got to keep these, and these. And they were loading all this stuff on the people, and it was burdening them down. And you said you load them with burdens hard to bear, and you don't touch the burdens with one of your fingers. The New Living says, yes, said Jesus, what sorrow also awaits you experts in religious law, for you crush people with impossible religious demands. And you never lift a finger to ease the burden. You crush people with impossible religious demands, and you never lift a finger to ease the burden. The finger represents, with God, it represents the power and the anointing of God. Jesus said, I cast out demons by the finger of God. Right? Remember that? So they were telling people, you must do this and you must do that, but they didn't tell them how to tap into the power of God to be able to do it. They weren't lifting a finger. They weren't telling them about the anointing of God, which really wasn't available to them yet until Jesus died and rose again anyway. But they weren't telling them about the power of God, the anointing of God, the grace of God, the Holy Spirit. That's the only way we can follow God. That's the only way we can obey Him, by being empowered by the Holy Spirit, by His grace. Amen. Hallelujah. In Luke 13, we see, just a couple of chapters later, we see an example of this. It says, now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and she was what? Bent over, burdened down, bent over with burdens. And she could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you're loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. What happened? She got free from that burden. That burden came off of her. See, that's what Jesus is about. Jesus is about taking burdens off of people. Hallelujah. He wants you to be loosed from your infirmity. He wants you to be loosed from your addiction. He wants you to be loosed from whatever burden is burdening you down today. He wants you loosed. Hallelujah. What happened when she was healed? Look at the response. The next verse, the ruler of the synagogue. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with great celebration. He was so glad the woman was well. This woman's been coming into our services every Saturday for the last 13 years or whatever it was. And we've not been able to, 18 years, yeah. For the last 18 years, we're so glad she's free now. No. He answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, there's 6 days in which men ought to work. Come and be healed on one of them, not on the Sabbath. What is he doing? He's taking that religious requirement. You got to keep the Sabbath, and that means no work. Healing is work. So no, this shouldn't have been done today. That's what religion is about. Religious demands is about burdening people down. Jesus is about setting people free from burdens. Amen. The Lord then answered him and said, hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? Hallelujah. Jesus said she ought to be loosed. She has a right to be free from that burden. Amen. And you ought to be loosed. You've got a right. If you are a child of God, you've got a right to be free and to be loosed from every burden. Hallelujah. Here's what Jesus says about it in Matthew 11. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, laden with burdens, and I'll give you more burdens. You got to do one more thing, and then I might be pleased with you. No, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from... Does Jesus have a yoke? Yeah, he has a yoke. And we need to come up under his yoke and submit to him and yield to him. But he says, my yoke, in verse 30, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Hallelujah. He's not burdening you down with all kinds of impossible things that you can't do. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. And when you get yoked up to Jesus, go back to the previous verse there. He says, I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest. Rest for your souls. Anybody interested in having that? Amen. Rest for your soul. Praise God. Finally, this, as the body of Christ, the Bible calls us to bear one another's burdens. Amen. In Galatians 6:2, it says, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hallelujah. See, the Lord working through His body, the church, carries our burdens. Hallelujah. His grace, His power, His forgiveness, His healing, much of the time, that will come through people, through one another. That's why we need to minister to one another. That's why we need to cast our cares on the Lord so we can be looking out for each other. So we can be free to say, hey, let me help you carry that. Let's give that to God. Let's lift that off of you and give that to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know, several years ago, the Lord, we have on Wednesday morning, we have prayer school, and we pray for the nation. And how many of you know that's a heavy thing to pray for the nation? With all that's going on in our nation right now, it's a heavy thing. It's a heavy thing. And certainly there's times of course we pray in our individual prayer life. We pray for the nation, pray for the leaders. We do that. But we gather specifically to pray corporately and collectively. And I remember the Lord speaking to me about something for the nation that I was to pray for, or I was had it on my heart to pray for. And He spoke to me in terms of not trying to move a big piece of furniture by yourself. He said, as I was considering that particular situation, He said, don't try to pray for that by yourself. Wait till you have help. Wait till you have a team gathered to pray. And I tell you, as folks come in here on Wednesday and each one of them comes and brings their supply of the Spirit, we're able to take hold of things, the Holy Spirit taking hold together with us, as it says He will do in Romans chapter 8, and we can move some things in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. But He said, don't try to move that. Don't try to move that by yourself. You'll hurt. What happens when we try to move something too heavy by ourselves? You ever try to do that before? The world's number one champion of... Hallelujah. Amen. Don't try to do that by yourself. Amen. Get some help. Amen. That's why we need each other. That's why we need the body of Christ. That's why it's important for us to come together. That's why it's important for us to be a part of the body. Amen. Don't try to move that by yourself. Amen. Amen. Psalm 68, verse 19. One more time. We looked at it at the beginning, but praise the Lord. Praise God our Savior. For each day He carries us in His arms. Hallelujah. You may remember this. You probably have heard this before. The Footprints poem. One night I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me. So I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why. When I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never, ever, during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." Has anybody experienced that in your life? Let's raise our hands and thank God. Let's thank God for carrying us. And whatever you may be going through right now, He wants to carry you. He sent me to you today to proclaim this word to you. To let you know that you can trust Him. To let you know that whatever you're going through, cast it over on Him. Trust Him today. Let Him carry you. Let Him remove every burden. Let Him remove every burden off of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.